from the studios of Red Belly Radio. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello and thank you for listening. I'm Steve Heaser. Now, some of you listening may not know that Ronald McDonald House is our primary corporate charity of Southwest Airlines. Southwest's interest in the Ronald McDonald House program was first started back in 1983 by one of our pilots, Dick East, following the loss of his daughter to leukemia. He began volunteering at houses in cities where he flew and often recruited his coworkers to join him. And before too long, employees began cooking monthly dinners at the Ronald McDonald House in Houston. Now, dinners are cooked every month at Ronald McDonald Houses across the system by Southwest employees. Now, in this first part of a two-part series, I'd like to introduce you to two people. Dick East, of course, who is now a retired Southwest Airlines captain, and Liz Kelly. Liz and Dick both had children diagnosed with similar illnesses on the same day, and they've been through a lot over the years, and they know each other quite well. In this episode of Red Belly Radio, Liz tells the story about how she helped get the Houston Ronald McDonald House off the ground, and Dick shares a story about how his daughter's friends supported her through her illness. Here it is.
I'm Liz Kelly, and I was one of the co-founders of the Ronald McDonald House way back in 1978. We started the project. I became involved, just like Dick did, because I was a parent of a child who had lymphoma. He was diagnosed at the age of 10, and the little two-story building right next to the hospital became our home away from home for the next 3 or 4 years. At the same time, Don Mullins, who was had a son, Troy, was in his final stages of cancer. And we kept asking Dr. Fernbach, what can we do? We're just parents, and we can't treat the kids, but we want to help. We knew that there was a big need for research money. And also, we were well aware of all the families who were from out of town that had to come here and stay in hotels. And so many of them were so financially stressed. It was really a tough time for the entire family. So about that same time, Dr. Fernbach and Don and I heard about the Philadelphia house of the Ronald McDonald House. And we started finding out about it, and the McDonald owner-operators came and talked to us and said, is this something you'd like? Well, we fit it to a T because it had to be a children's hospital that treated cancer, and you had to have a large local base of parents, and that fit Texas Children's perfectly. So we started in earnest in in 1978, 79 was when we had the parents meeting at Texas Children's Hospital. And we just contacted all of Dr. Fernbach's parents, whether we had the children had lived or died, to come and help us build this Ronald McDonald House. Well, we had an outpouring that was incredible. And we started, we bought some land in Plaza del Oro right by the Astrodome. And we had an incredible community outreach. The Houston Oilers will always be number one, as far as I'm concerned, because Bud Adams and the Oilers contributed more than any other NFL team for a Ronald McDonald House across the country. The hospital, Texas Children's, opened their arms to us and helped us learn how to write grants. We didn't know how to do anything. We knew we wanted to build a house, but we didn't know exactly how to do it. Our goal was $1.8 million for the house and $1.2 million for the endowment. And May of 1981, we opened the house fully paid for and our endowment of $1.2 million. And that's how I became involved. And met Dick at this time when his daughter Muffy and my son Sean were diagnosed the same day, same diagnosis or similar diagnosis at Texas Children's Hospital.
The hardest thing for me to say is something I heard in the Denver Ronald McDonald House back way back when we flew to Denver before Denver opened this time. And the Denver house manager told me, she said, the Ronald McDonald House is a place for the kids to take care of their parents. And that's what it's all about. The kids know how to adapt. The kids, they just can adapt better than parents can. I always give the example of I came home with my daughter. She had no hair. She went outside with a hat on. I was exhausted. My wife and I went up the stairs and took a nap for 2 hours. And we came out, and there's 12 kids in the front yard, and all 12 kids had hats on. And that's the way the kids support each other. And mm-hmm. adults don't know how to do that. So, but the kids teach the adults how to get through it. And the kids are the ones that are the toughest, and the kids teach the adults.
That's right.
But, and you go back to the day they were diagnosed, and Dr. Fernback looked you right in the eye, and he says, today will change the rest of your life. Is that correct?
It did, yeah.
And it did, big time. And in Cuesta, the thing for me, what really floored me was when my now 19-year-old daughter wrote a paper in high school, and the girls call me in the room, and they go, Dad, you're going to cry. I'll call you.
What's new?
What's new, yeah. And Brittany had written a paper for high school, and the paper that she wrote was, How the Sister I Never Met Affected My Life.
Oh,
because
how wonderful.
She did have a big impact, and they know how big an impact she had, because this is what it's all about, is what did we learn from these kids, how to give back to other people. And if we had never been in this situation and learned from these kids, we wouldn't know what we were doing, and we wouldn't have the dedication that we do now.
That's right.
Liz needs to get some credit for the fact that she was the one that was the primary person that raised the money to build the Houston Ronald McDonald House, was the 12th Ronald McDonald House in the country. And at that time, you were knocking on doors, and nobody knew what a Ronald McDonald House
was. That's right.
And that had to be hard.
And they thought we were going to have golden arches over the front door. And so many corporations thought, gosh, I don't want to promote Ronald McDonald. I don't want to promote McDonald's. But as it ended up, the whole community just came together, and we had swimathons and all kinds of wonderful things across the city. I mean, it really is a gift from all of the people from Houston. Dick and I knew, having lived here, I did, how lucky I was to live here and not have to eat out of vending machines and sleep in hospital corridors. It was a really tough time. At Texas Children's, they did have one parent could stay in the room. But for families who came from long distances, it was separation of the families, and it was really a really tough time. And we were very fortunate that we lived here.
Right.
Of course, you were very busy trying to make money for your family and trying to pay for the disease that our kiddos had, because at that time it was hard. I mean, you had insurance, but we had to put out of pocket money out.
But you found ways.
Yeah, we found ways, but I felt always so blessed that we had enough money. We met so many kids and families that didn't have any money, and they had a kid with cancer. So we felt really fortunate, and we've had a wonderful, wonderful time.
Learned a lot, and it came full circle for us, because when you started working with it, and we were working with it, we knew that we were building this house for people from out of town.
Right.
And now it's come to where we have a house inside the hospital where if we live in Houston and we have a child that goes in the hospital in Houston, we could very well be in the Ronald McDonald House at Texas Children's Hospital.
That, to you and me, has probably been our greatest gift, is the things that we've done at Texas Children's Hospital. And it took us a long time to get there.
Right.
But there's a 20-bedroom house in the hospital for the parents who have really seriously ill children. And then there's three family rooms, the cardiology and cancer center outpatient, and the cancer center in-house. And those are wonderful.
And Texas Children's Hospital has got to be 5 times bigger than it was when we were there. And the Ronald McDonald House is right through in the old section where we were.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
And we're so very fortunate that our first house was in the Astrodome area, which we weren't invited into the medical center because nobody knew if a Ronald McDonald House was going to be successful or not. So we kidded. Our architect, Curly Broadnax, had cancer at the time, and he did not live to see the house open, but he had a wonderful vision for the house. But we said he made it just a little bit like a office building in case we had to sell it and we weren't successful. But then in 1997 we were able to get the medical center, invited us into the medical center, and donated 2.5 acres, which is a lease for the house that is here now. And we've just been expanding on all directions and feel so very fortunate it's taken on a new dimension, and especially where our kids are involved. So many of the local people are really now treated it, are being able to use the house at the hospital, and that pleases Dick and I so much.
Now next week on part two, Dick's quite the raconteur, and he tells several stories, one of which is about the Corpus Christi Ronald McDonald House, how it got started, and another story about how he flew a bunch of kids on the Spirit of Hope to Philadelphia and his first visit to the very first Ronald McDonald House there. The Spirit of Hope is one of our aircraft dedicated to the Ronald McDonald House charity and features drawings from children on the inside of the cabin on the overhead bins and has a decal on the nose. I'd like to thank Bob Hurst from our technology department for his help capturing this audio. It was actually part of a video session that he was shooting. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. Ronald McDonald has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.